Happy Christmas Eve. I'm a bit of a Christmas nut. Christmas is joyful, or at least it should be. But if bad stuff happens, it robs those traditions that we normally associate with joy of that joy that comes. And he comes in the middle of all that with this message of joy. The Christmas message is born for and born in and born into troubled times. Christmas Eve. I'm so excited. I'm a bit of a Christmas nut, honestly. I really am. And the other week, it was 2 weeks ago, pretty much, when I was filming Michael Haywood, when he talked about Christmas and Easter and the difference between the two, and he summed it up absolutely brilliantly, I thought. He said this. He said, Easter is triumphant, but Christmas is joyful. And I just thought that was a great way to put it. Christmas is joyful, or at least it should be. Because sometimes tragedies come and life things happen that taint that Christmas season. And we've heard it on TV when things happen and tragedy hits a family at this time of year. People say, oh, and it's all the more tough because it's this time of year. And the joy then gets robbed from the Christmas season. And those traditions that we had, of putting out the chocolates and the nuts, and we have the traditions here. We put up the stocks above the fireplace and I love nuts to crack with a nutcracker, and I put those out Christmas Eve. We put the presents around the bottom of the tree later, and those are the things that we do. But if bad stuff happens, it robs those traditions that we normally associate with joy of that joy that comes. But can you imagine being at the first Noel, like the first time this was ever announced? That the first announcement of birth, which is what Noel means, the coming of birth, being there when there's no traditions, because it's never happened before. And the guys are there, sitting there, doing a tough job in occupied Palestine, dominated by a brutal foreign oppressor. And in the middle of all of that, where they're taxed almost out of existence, where there's no real freedom of movement around their own country, that there's limited or minor religious freedom for them to operate under strict guidelines, and in the middle of that, this message of joy comes. Which is quite strange, really. Now, I don't know if you ever thought about this, but at no time during Jesus' life on earth did any of those circumstances change. Which is really strange, right? But you have this incredible birth event and this incredible birth narrative that happens in two of the books of the Bible. And yet he lives the whole of the rest of his life, and then there's these 3 years of ministry that's so effective, we're still talking about them over 2,100 years later. And yet all those tough times, those circumstances, the oppressive army, the taxation, all the shortages of food, and all of those things, being beaten down, masses of poor and slaves everywhere, none of those things change during his time on earth. But still, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9 and Psalm 45 and verse 7 describe Jesus this way. They say that he was anointed with the oil of joy above anyone else. That's an incredible description for somebody who lives in such oppressive times. Now, he doesn't have this joy because he met an overweight guy in a red suit who'd drunk too much chocolate-flavored whiskey and eaten too many overpriced chocolate hedgehogs. He's filled with this joy because he is God himself. And he comes and he lives amongst this incredible social stressful environment where the hopes and dreams of so many people have been smashed and scattered on the floor and times are not the best. And he comes in the middle of all that with this message of joy. And that's what he lives. Like truly, in the truest sense, the meaning, the essence and the Christmas message is born for and born in and born into troubled times. Now, what a thought, right? The true message of Christmas, what we're celebrating right now, is born into and for and in troubled times. And the first people that heard that message, as we're going to hear in the readings, they heard it and the message was joy. But not even joy. It was great joy. I bring you good tidings of great joy. It's not just normal joy. It's great joy. This is joy times 10. It's joy to the power of whatever you want to make it to. But the Holy Spirit's power comes on this joy and makes it great joy. Great joy. That's the essence of Christmas. Now look what happens. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 20, after this incredible message has happened, after all this stuff's gone on, this is what happens. Luke chapter 2 and verse 18, I'll read 18 to 20. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and she thought about them often. I am not surprised in the slightest. Verse 20, listen to this. Listen. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel told them. They went back to their flocks. You know what? Nothing about those sheep had changed. Nothing. Nothing about the hillside they were sitting on had changed. Nothing. Nothing about being oppressed in their own land of Palestine had changed. Nothing. Except for the birth of God himself on the earth, saying goodwill to all men. That he came to live a life that was so different. That when they killed him, death couldn't hold him. When they stuck him in a borrowed grave, the tomb itself couldn't contain him. And he came bursting back out to life. What a thought. And these guys, they go back to the same sheep. The sheep were just as smelly after the birth of Jesus as they were before. But somehow, something had changed enough that when they went back to the mundane, they went back glorifying and praising God. Why? Because joy had touched their life. And even in the mundane, even in times that are tough, even if tragedy has come along to your life and touched the joy of Christmas to try and rob it of joy, God's gift of life is bigger than any disaster in history. What a thought. What a thought. God's gift of life to us with the first Noel is bigger than any disaster in history and bigger than any personal disaster that we have ever encountered ourselves or has ever touched our lives. That's the glad tidings of great joy. And because of that, I want to pray. It's Christmas Eve. I want to pray. I want to pray with you, and I want you to pray with me. And I want to pray that we don't allow anything to rob us of the joy of the essence of Christmas, that Jesus came to a troubled world and it stayed troubled while he walked with people through it. All right, so I just want to pray, Father, in Jesus' name, any person who's listening to this, who's had the joy of their life ripped away from them, who are living through troubled times, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will invade the rooms where they are, that you'll gently but powerfully surround them with your love, your joy, your peace, your forgiveness, and the beautiful power that sets us free to be joyful human beings in you again. Father, help us. Some of us live in troubled times, and we need your help. So, Father, be with us and keep us safe as we celebrate the first Noel, the first coming of God in human form. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Have a joyful Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas from my house to yours.
Kathy and I just like to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Savior is born.